Welcome to the JJ Knitting Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program on the 1-2 counts on for today's news and local information. AM and FM KCII, JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Loayza County Sheriff's Deputies Nick Davis and Quinn Whitaker about the life-saving award they received for their actions during a call earlier this year. This is part two of a two-part interview.
What do you remember most about that period during the events?
What I remember most, really, was just as soon as Quentin broke the window and I was standing right next to him, and just the conversation that we were having with the dad and the child, and because that really stuck to me, because they were kind of not being cooperative and didn't really want to go out the window. The dad was making a decision, didn't really want to go out the window at first, so that kind of really stuck to me the most.
I remember it being really cold. Despite there being a fire, I remember my hand freezing, especially when I had to bust out the window. The dad came outside, and he didn't have any shoes on. I think he had socks on, but no shoes on, which kind of, that was kind of strange. It's like one of the things that just popped in my head, like, why does he have shoes?
The award that you got, can you tell us about it? Who awarded it to you? Where you got it from? Is there a ceremony? Can you tell us a bit about that?
It was actually really random. So we got a message from our chief deputy saying, be here at this date and this time. We're like, what do? We're in trouble. And so we get here, and he was actually kind of playing with us a little bit. He was going to write us like a whole fake letter to making it look like we were in trouble and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't have a chance. It ended up being a busy day, so he didn't have a chance to mock all that up. But yeah, he ends up coming in. He's like, I wanted to give you guys the award. He's like, I feel like you guys did a good job the other day, and you went above and beyond. So he typed out this award and had the sheriff take a look at it. And it's really just a piece of paper. If you, I don't know if you've seen the Facebook image, that's what the award was. But yeah, it was really nice. We didn't expect to get anything out of it. We were just doing our job, trying to do the right thing.
This award specifically, kind of above and beyond the normal recognition, what does being recognized in that way mean to you?
I personally don't really like to be recognized in that way, because I like to think that anybody in my position would have done the same thing. As for firefighters, anybody really in this, well, not really anybody in this career, I'd like to think that even just any normal person would try to do the same thing. But I do really appreciate the award that was given to us.
We never went, and I'm assuming this is the same for you, never went into this trying to look for, you know, a giant one-up in life and try to get everyone to recognize us and be giant heroes. I mean, I'm sure there are some people that come into a profession like this. It's not about trying to get recognized for what we do. It's just doing the job, enjoying the job. Some days there are days you don't enjoy the job, but for the most part, it's a fun job, and you get out there and you're not looking for recognition or rewards or just trying to do what you're supposed to do.
Those were Loayza County Sheriff's Deputies Nick Davis and Quinn Whitaker joining us on today's JJ Knitting Company In Touch with Southeast Iowa program to talk about the life-saving award they received for their actions during a call earlier this year. This was part two of a two-part interview. JJ Knitting Company, serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Zach Eulin with KCII News.